Delaware County's own damage assessment team says 32 structures in Selma were impacted when the confirmed EF3 tornado came through, including 6 fully destroyed and 13 with major damage. That doesn't include hail damage reports coming in separately from Selma and nearby Royerton. John Cotino leads the Delaware County Emergency Management Agency. He says tornado sirens sounded at 7:23 p.m. on Thursday night, 2 minutes after the warning was issued.
National Weather Service listed the tornado time as 7:37, so that's 14 minutes notification, which is ideal because the ideal time for FEMA is 10 to 15 minutes. So we're at the higher end of that, which personally I'm very proud of that we were able to watch this system come in and early warn everybody in the area, which I think helped contribute to the absence of life lost.
Despite activating sirens as early as possible, Cutino warns the public to not rely on those sirens as your only way of knowing about a storm warning.
They do work, but they're just that. They're outdoor warning sirens, right. And we got to remember that. You can't rely on that in the middle of the night when it's storming and thundering to hear sirens.
Delaware County's EMA was able to both send resources to Selma and send extra help to Winchester. The Randolph County convoy included 40 ambulances and 2 requested buses from MITS to help with evacuations. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.